There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Welcome in, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrecht, Rick Regan back in for Tommy today. Tommy will be back with us tomorrow. Glad to be here with you on KFH. That IHOP hotline is open for you today at 869-1240. You can join in the fun that way, or you can join in the fun on our video stream, which you can find on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X, soon to be found on 12 News Plus, as we're going to start up a simulcast there. We're really looking forward to that opportunity. More on that a little bit later in the week, but know that it's coming and know we've got some fun stuff in the works here for you on Sports Daily. The Royals get back in action today. We will spend certainly some time with the Kansas City Royals today. We will get into a very disappointing evening for the U.S. men's national soccer team. Now, I'm no soccer expert, but I've got thoughts on, you know, generally speaking.
Fire that coach. Fire that coach.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about him either, but we'll dig into that. We do know something about Lincoln Cure, one of the best high school prospects the state of Kansas has ever produced. He makes his pick. He will head to K-State, and we'll dig into just how historic a signing that is for the Wildcats, but a very cool day out in Goodland. If you missed any of it, go find TJ Cleland's work on that. My colleague over at 12 News, he did a great job, and a really cool and fun day, and I love that stuff, and I love when we still play them up big that way, because that doesn't happen as often as it used to, and it's a really special day for that community especially. But we'll get into that later in the program as well. Rick's got a question about awards shows. Take your pick. It'll be a little later in the show as well. And all the other news and notes from the sports world. Rick, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Doing very well. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing good. It is. We're about to be in that stretch of
when there are no sports.
Thank goodness we have the Royals. But, you know, we're less now than 2 weeks away from that stretch of about 4 or 5 days where it's nothing. And then, you know, and then baseball gets going, and then it's training camp, and then it's just sort of full steam ahead at that point. We also learn, I don't know if you saw this, I just saw this right before we came on the air, Aaron Rodgers, we get the reason he was not at camp. We can dig into that a little bit later. It was a trip. We know where it was. Not sure that matters. But it's out there now, so we'll get it to you. Took a trip is why he missed that time. But all of this for you.
What kind of trip did he take?
To Egypt. He went to Egypt.
Oh, it wasn't mushrooms, you know, or something like that?
I mean, do they have mushrooms in Egypt?
No, but isn't that one of his things? Doesn't he like to delve into the darkness?
Sit in a cave or something.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows where he can take a trip and stay home?
I don't know, man. You know, to each his own. I just care if he comes out and he plays football and at what level he can play it. But, you know, He's going to get back to it. The Jets are probably the most interesting team right out of the gate of this NFL season, because what we wanted to see last year, we didn't get to see. We just didn't get to see it. And so we hope this year, I think everybody at least hopes, that Rodgers can at least stay healthy, and then we'll see what's there. But that's all out on the table for you today. You can, of course, leave us your comments. You can call into the show, do that. We're going to have an HTO giveaway a little bit later in the show, as usual here on Sports Daily. So stay tuned for your opportunity to win some HTO iced tea and free rain coffee. All kinds of good stuff for you here. Let's start with Team USA, Rick. I'm not a soccer guy. I think people understand that. I don't hate soccer. I think soccer's fine. I'm just not a soccer guy. It's not something I ever played. It's not something I ever really consumed. I understand that it's growing in popularity at a tremendous rate because my kids play soccer. And if you go out to those soccer fields, one of whichever one you want to go to on a Saturday in the fall or in the spring, and you see how many people are out there playing soccer, you can understand that it is as fast growing as it's as getting. That makes it even harder for me, though, Rick, to understand why in the hell Team USA is not one of the best teams in the world. Why can't we figure this out? We're better than everybody at everything else, right? We've got cricket teams, I think, doing something now. Like, the sports we're not even good at. We dominate the Olympics. All of these things. Why can we not figure out soccer?
Is it a head
thing? All the kids play soccer now.
You think it's a head thing?
I don't know what it is. They wouldn't let me be a goalie when I was in the first grade, so I was done with it. I didn't want to run around like that. So I don't know. I have no idea why we can't. I get hyped up for the World Cup every 4 years, and that's, you know, that I enjoy going to live soccer events. I really enjoyed being at a KC Current game. I've not seen live Sporting KC, but based on how much fun we had at the KC Current game at that stadium, I imagine it's a great live sport. I can get into it. On TV, it's pretty much the World Cup for me. I've tried to do the Premier League and all that stuff. I just can't do it. But I don't understand how Uruguay and Paraguay and Anyway is better than us at something like this. Like, we dwarf them in size and all of these. And I get it. It's their sport. Like, they all love it more than we love it. But there are so many young people playing soccer now. How we still cannot be better represented on the international stage, I just cannot understand it. How have we not had that elite soccer player? Where's our... you know, Messi. Where's ours? Because I see all these kids out there. Like, they're all playing it. They're all playing it. What's right. happening? What's the problem? You know, I don't get it.
We went on a cruise. We were down at Cancun or Cozumel or, you know, one of those places. And I went into town, and there were kids playing soccer everywhere. Did they have a real ball? No. They had some rolled
like
up
we play basketball,
ball of something.
Right? I get it.
Yeah, I mean, little kids kicking the ball around the yard. Our kids, we don't do that.
We do basketball probably more now, or you play, you know, football or baseball. I get it. Yeah, that's more of the... But I'm telling you, go on a Saturday in the spring or the fall to any of the YMCAs, to the Stryker Sports Complex, and it's a sea of people. You couldn't pack any more people in there. There's so many people playing soccer. So,
Is it a selfie kind of sport? It's mostly yourself kind of selfie sport.
I don't think so.
I haven't played it. I never played soccer. I love watching it. But to me, soccer is kind of like the NHL. It's great to watch when it's the playoffs. When there's something on the line, it's way more fun than when guys are just running around.
No, I mean, look, it's not that I even hate watching it. I don't hate watching. I hate ties. I hate flopping and faking injuries, like the silly stereotypical things we can sometimes make fun of. But the days of like dogging on soccer are long gone. Soccer is here and it's a big deal in this country now. Like, it's a big deal. And I don't understand, with that happening, how we continue to not better represent ourselves on the world stage. We've got the World Cup coming here in 2 years.
Well, obviously,
and we've got an automatic bid, so it's not like we're not going to get in. But like, if we can't beat Uruguay, and I know they're supposed to be pretty good. But, like,
it's the coach. It's the coach. I guess. Haven't you read the news? Dude, it's the coach. Always the coach.
But they've been blaming the coach for how many years now?
It's like America.
Forever.
It's America. It's the coach. It's the coach.
Where is our superstar player? That's what we thought it was going to. Remember when we thought it was going to be Freddie Adu? He maybe ended up good. I don't even know. But, like, where's our Messi? Right? Where's our Ronaldo? Where's our Beckham? Where's that guy for us?
Do our good guys that go, like, to England and Europe and play on those teams, because we do have guys in those leagues.
Well, sure.
Did they come back and play on this team?
Yeah. Like,
so all those guys are playing for us. Our best guys are on it.
Was our banner carrier. And maybe it's not about having the best guys. Maybe that's it, too. Maybe you just need to find the best team. I don't know, but I know somebody needs to figure it out because we have the World Cup coming here, and we have to be better. I mean, we're getting an auto bid. That happens when you host it. So we get that. I mean, we know we're in, so it's not like this cost us a spot. But, man, like, I cannot believe we got busted in this tournament in two games. That's just ridiculous. Zero. I mean, ridiculous.
Hey, Wichita's been a soccer city for a long, long time.
Wichita's a great soccer city.
We were early on soccer, I think. When we had the Wichita Wings, it was like the Tampa Bay Rowdies were the only two.
Where
soccer
are
teams
our
in
soccer people? I need soccer people right now to tell me why Team USA is not better than we are. And I don't know that anybody knows the answer because I could sense quite a bit of frustration last night on the old social media machines. Like, people are mad, they're hot, and that's what makes me more confident in saying that shouldn't have happened, because I always say that shouldn't have happened, and probably speak, like, right out of my rear end on some of that, because I don't know what countries are great at this and what aren't. Like, I know Brazil's good. I know some of the European powers are good. But I don't know. I don't know if Uruguay's good. I had to pull up. My world geography, by the way, is awful, because I had to look up some stuff on Uruguay yesterday. I was like, oh, no, you know, I don't know a lot about Uruguay.
You're American,
I could tell you it's in South America. But that was all I could tell you.
That's all that matters.
Looks like a very nice place.
Sure, it's great.
But they shouldn't be beating us in soccer, in international competitions. They shouldn't beat us in anything internationally, like nothing. It's America. Well, let's go. We got about 2 years to figure this out by the World Cup. And I don't know how long
it takes. We've been trying to figure it out for the last 25, so good luck.
You know, a new coach, it certainly seems inevitable. I don't know how many of the players cross over. I don't know how you can mix that up. But here's the other thing. We've been so dominant on the women's side. Why can we not carry some of that over to the men's side? Who coaches the women? Can that guy coach the men? Or that person, I should say, coach the men? What have the women got figured out? The men, because they've been our banner carrier forever in soccer, between the World Cup and Olympics and all these things.
And they don't even carry it. They just lay it on the side and pretend like it's not even there. They generally sit down when the banner's on.
They have dominated in soccer, and we'll see. I don't know, but I know it was a mess last night, and that happened. Jad, you're not a soccer guy, are you?
Yeah, a little bit more than probably most, yeah.
Why is this happening? What is happening here?
Well, you said this is America, we should be dominating, but when you're talking about the world of soccer, this America means exactly nothing. It means nothing. We aren't even an afterthought in the world of soccer.
I mean, is it as simple as, you know, LeBron James and Bobby Witt Jr. and, you know, Tyreek Hill and all of our great athletes play the other sports, and maybe in other places their greatest athletes play soccer? Is it that simple?
That's more or less most of it, yes.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense, but it's still amazes me because of how youth soccer has grown, though. Like, how much kids play soccer now. That's what surprises me. That,
yeah, but those kids playing soccer now get to high school and they, you know, they play football, they play basketball, they run track.
So.
One of the few things they'll do is continue to play soccer.
Maybe so. We just need a handful out there. If you're star athletes, we just need a handful of you to pick soccer, please, and just help us win these things. And because here's the other thing, that aggravates me is I know how much this would aggravate the rest of the world if we were really good in men's soccer. And I need to say men's soccer because we've been fantastic in women's soccer for a long time. But imagine how angry it would make the rest of the world if we were really good at men's soccer. I mean, they already don't like us in a lot of ways. It would make them so mad if we could just sort of dominate. And so that's it for me. Like, I want to be able to – it's almost the 4th of July here. I want to be able to be an obnoxious American about soccer, not know anything about it, jump on the bandwagon when it's convenient for me, and make fun of everybody else. Is that too much to ask?
Absolutely not. America, or better put, America.
Let's get it together, Team USA. You got 2 years.
I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Good luck to us.
We got 2 years. Figure it out. Figure it out, fellas. Don't let us down. Don't embarrass us, please. Last night was not good. So it appears to me, based on the chatter that I'm seeing here.
Well,
let's be awesome.
That's the other side of it, Jacob, though. You say you don't want them to embarrass us. They're not going to, because we don't care.
We do when the World Cup comes around. Again,
we care
when it's convenient for. Yeah, I know, right? We care when it's convenient for us, right? Like there was a time in my life where I was like make fun of soccer person, and that's silly now as I've gotten older and seen just how massive it is. And I love soccer at the high school level, at the youth level. And, you know, what they do out at Stryker is so much fun. And especially now that my kids play it, like it's not, I just don't understand it. And that's what makes it hard for me to understand why we haven't been better internationally. I have grown to really enjoy soccer. I get, like, when I see it at a high level, I can better understand now at a high level, like, what makes it better, you know, and why they call it the beautiful game, right? I get all that now, where I maybe didn't 20 years ago. But it still aggravates me that we're not the best at it, because we're the best at almost everything. And this one has eluded us. And it makes less sense than it used to. You know, used to, I think the argument held more merit that you just made, Jed, and it may still very well be true. But there was a long time ago where, yeah, it was really clear, like, our best athletes just aren't playing soccer. But we have a lot of kids playing soccer. I mean, go watch – you know, like state playoff games just in the state. Like, it's just like, man, like, and these kids are going to college and doing great things. And we have all these players going internationally. We just can't get it together collectively. Maybe it is a coach. I don't know. Where's Ted Lasso when you need him? Right? Rally the troops.
Come on, Ted.
Get Jason Bateman out there. Where's Jad? Jad, you want to coach soccer?
I probably wouldn't be very good.
Yeah. Don't get offsides. Kick. I wouldn't either. Let's go, Team USA.
I could teach them the rules. I'm just not very motivational.
There aren't a whole lot of rules, really, are there? Just don't kick other guys and can't kick it past the other dude. That's about the only two rules, aren't there?
Can't be offsides.
Yeah, there's a little more to it than that.
And don't kick other guys. Yeah. You just can't run up and kick a guy.
Well, you can, but you get flagged for it. Penalty card.
I love the cards. The card
2 years.
Stuff is fun.
2 years, Team USA. Get it together. Wake up call. We got the World Cup coming. That was at Arrowhead, too, dadgummit. We got the World Cup coming. Let's figure it out.
What if Arrowhead's not there in 2 years?
It'll be there in 2 years. It'll be there in 2 years. It's hosting World Cup games. It'll be there. It may be, you know, it may be in transition at that point, which is interesting. We haven't talked about this. Missouri's governor is trying to make a last-ditch effort on that. I don't know how much you followed that, Rick. Where do you generally fall in the bringing Chiefs/Royals over the state line into the state of Kansas through a star bond?
I think it would be great, of course. And if they put them up there by the track, that'd be awesome. But I think that since we went first, Missouri's not going to let that happen. And now we've said what we're doing. So now they can just come back and do that.
They haven't said everything.
They can come back and do better.
They've been pretty secretive.
But we have given Missouri a chance to do something else, right? I mean, they can come back.
Yeah, we've given them, basically what we've given them, from what I can tell, is the number that we would pay for X percentage through the star bonds. And so they've at minimum got to match that, but they also don't have, you know, state governments run differently. I don't think they have a star bond, so they still have a lot more hurdles. There are no more hurdles in the state of Kansas. Like, it's right there. Now the Missouri will have its time to react, and we'll see how patient the Chiefs and Royals want to be. I find it hard to believe when you see the Jaguars most recently, they're going to publicly fund 55%. Kansas has offered up more than 70%. Kansas is way above the average. You think Missouri's going to get that high? I don't think there'll be an appetite for it publicly because they people there would just say, well, just let them go to Kansas. I'll still just drive over there. Who cares? Right? If you're a voter there, Starbonds make it interesting because it's not directly out of your pocket. It's usage tax. But I find it hard to believe that if it has to go to a vote of any kind, I don't think it's going to pass based on what we saw the last time, especially knowing that you know, the only thing that might motivate people to change their mind on that vote is that they leave the area, right? If the Chiefs go to wherever else, you know, if they become the, I don't know, Oakland, Nashville Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't see that ever happening.
But. Whatever. Well, that's what I mean, though. So if you feared that, well, it happened in St. Louis. But if you feared that, if you were living in the region, that might be one thing. But knowing now that they could just go right over to Kansas, like if I lived on the Missouri side, I'd be like, who cares? I'll just drive over to Kansas and watch a game. I got to drive just as far as I did to get to the old Arrowhead. What difference does it make? Let them do it. Let them pay for it. That's what I would do.
Should be great for us.
Hey, yeah. You talked about it. Well, you talked about it earlier when we were talking about soccer, how fun it would be to make the world so mad. How mad would we make Chiefs fans if Oakland got the Chiefs, if they became the Oakland Chiefs?
Don't
that would just be infuriating.
Don't even say things like that, Chad.
It'd be
My
funny.
Goodness. What kind of blasphemy are we spitting out here? All right, 869-1240. Well, let's talk Royals. We're getting that big series with the Rays underway today. We'll preview that series. We got to get this Lincoln Cure story. Just what a really, really fun day out in Western Kansas. The state of Kansas doesn't get a lot like that. Certainly Western Kansas doesn't get a lot like that. So we'll take you back through that day, look through some of the historical points of that for Kansas State landing that level of a recruit. All kinds of fun today here on the program. By the way, KFH and Odyssey invite you to join us at the spectacular Independence Day event. It's Red, White, and Boom Thursday from 6 to 10. Enjoy an electrifying live performance by the astronauts at Riverfront Stadium. Indulge in a feast from a variety of food trucks stationed at the Hyatt Lawn. Then watch the fireworks show at 9:40. This event, proudly presented by Evergy and co-sponsored by Wichita Parks and Rec, Wichita Parks Foundation, and the Wichita Wind Surge. More Sports Daily right after this.
.975 and 1240 KFH.
Baseball coverage on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Speaking of baseball, we're back at it. Just a handful of games last night. Lots of teams had the night off. The Royals back in action tonight, and they take on the Tampa Bay Rays, who are very much heating back up, very much getting to where we probably thought they would be. This is a moderately large series looming here. Kansas City trying to continue some momentum after the 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. Offense seems to have woken back up, and here we go. It is a pitching matchup featuring Brady Singer, not in the daytime. Look, they're games at home. They're against a good team. But if the Royals are going to be in this thing, Rick, you got to win this kind of series. You got to take care of business at home because we know right now that the Royals are totally unreliable on the road. So if that's the case, you got to win them at home. Need 2 out of 3 here? Maybe better. But it starts tonight with Brady Singer.
It's going to take a good percentage of wins to secure a berth in the playoffs, to become a wild card team.
And they've
got to win some at home.
What do you think that number needs to be, by the way?
75?
For the wild card. So, right. No, I know that's where they are now. But is it 90? Is it 92 by the end of the season? I'm looking 547 as a winning percentage. Let me just see if I can find roughly. So, last year, the Blue Jays had a 549 winning percentage. That equated to 89 wins. So the Royals are probably, and 543 is 88 wins. So you could say right now the Royals are on pace for 88.5 wins. Now, I would tell you that I don't think that's going to be good enough this year, 88.5. So they need to get a little bit better. 88.5 would not make the playoffs most of the time, even with the expanded wild card. But 90 about does, right? So it's not like they have to get a lot better. But when you think about it with the Royals, and you think about this point of the season, which is, it, you know, we're a little over halfway there, but they're 8 games over .500 right now. Nobody on the planet would have told you they would be 8 games over .500 86 games into the season, but they are. And it's not probably good enough yet. So, you know, if you how realistic, and I think this is why those, you know, analytics and projecting and all that stuff still doesn't love the Royals' chances, because what you have to imagine is for as good as the you know, the season has gone, as they have been much better than their expectation, it's not good enough. And I think that's what probably has the computers not loving their chances. So when we look at the Royals, you basically have to say they need to be, let's say, 2 or 3 games better than they were up to this point. That's a pretty big ask, I think. Now, if you break down the schedule and you really dig in, I think it's certainly doable. You know, more than like the computers do. I think they're going to get some schedule relief. I think that a lot of the players, well, not a lot, but a few of the players in the offense have nowhere to go but up. I think the starting pitching is very much for real, and I think that the big bats at the top of the lineup are certainly for real. So I actually do think there's room for improvement. I wouldn't risk it. I'd go make some moves at the trade deadline. If you've listened to this show, you know how I feel about that. But I do think it's possible. But I understand why the predictive places don't like the chances as much, because basically they have to be better than what they've been so far, and they've been so much better so far than anybody thought they would be.
Yeah, and they got to be careful in so much as other teams kind of control the Royals' destiny right now. Other teams really go on rolls. Other teams pile up wins. That's bad news for the Royals. The Royals have to keep their head up and above water compared to the rest of the field. You know, I mean, if other guys in our division and the Central start doing real well, that's going to really put the squeeze on the Royals.
Well, I think you can count on Cleveland and Minnesota kind of still doing what they've been doing. You know, will Cleveland still be 22 games over .500? That's, I don't know about that. But Minnesota's right there. I mean, you're chasing both of them to begin with. So you got to start there. I've thought for a while it's probably looking more at the wild card. But to your point, what's a problem here is you've got the Yankees and the Orioles both looking like they may win 100 games this year. You've got Cleveland on that sort of pace. Then you just look at a group of teams between Seattle, the Twins, the Royals, the Astros, the Rays, the Red Sox, perhaps, if they can stay in it. Like, there's just a whole lot of teams that you could see winning a lot of games and getting hot. And I agree with you. That is one of the more dangerous things that faces the Royals, and why I can't quite get my head around what I think that magic number might be this year. You know, what I keep wanting to say, like, is it 95? But that's never the case at the end of these seasons. Wildcard teams, you know, there are outlier years, but in sort of recent history, like in 22, Tampa got in with 86 wins, right? The Royals are ahead of that pace right now. It just doesn't feel to me like it's that kind of year, though. It feels to me more like, you know, in 21, let's say, in 2021, in the wild card race, you had 4 teams with 90 or more wins in the mix. So I just told you in 22, 86 wins, Rick, got Tampa into the postseason. The year before that, 86 wins left Oakland in 5th place in the wild card chase. So it does vary, certainly, from year to year, but this, to me, does feel like a year where it's going to take at least 90 and perhaps a little bit more, which tells you the Royals have to pick up the pace. And that feels like a big ask, you know, picking up the pace for a team that has overachieved by this margin up to this point.
It's going to be pitching. It's going to be hitting.
Which they have.
And So who do you think is available? Who do you think they? What do they need? What do they need to add to this team?
That's a great question. And the other problem that presents itself, and some of our great Royals fans have pointed this out, and I think they're exactly right. The fact that there are so many teams that probably feel like they can still make a run at this certainly dwindles the pool of sellers. And I think that gets pretty interesting. So if I'm a team sort of on the cusp, let's say I'm Toronto, for example, 38-46, you know, still within 8 games of a wild card spot, but they would have to pass 5 other teams just to get in. That to me is a team that could really set itself up at the deadline if they chose to sell early. Now, that's a hard ask because they've invested a lot in this roster. We know the Angels and the A's and the White Sox are going to be sellers. That's clear. We know that the Rockies and the Marlins and probably the Cubs are going to be sellers. I say the Cubs. The Cubs are at 39 wins, are only 5 games out, so maybe not yet. Again, that's the problem. So you're looking really, there's probably only 5 teams that would tell you on July 2nd that they are for sure sellers. And that and everybody wants to pick from those rosters. So right now they can drive the price up. And until other teams fall out of it, the price is going to be really high for those bad teams. That does make it harder to make a move now. But at the same time, the Royals don't have a lot of wiggle room. And they may not have a choice but to wait till the trade deadline. Because of these circumstances.
What do we do? But just buy a big arm?
I don't think they... Well, bullpen arm maybe, but I think they need a bat. I think they also need a bullpen arm. Look, the Royals don't have a lot to work with. They're going to have to... If the Royals do anything splashy or even moderately splashy at the deadline, my guess is it's going to be because they're willing to pay out a contract and spend some money. Now, they spent money in the offseason. Do they have any more money to spend? Can they spend money would be the question, because I don't think putting together a massive package of prospects is either A, what the Royals desire, or B, what they can even do, because they don't have very much on the farm right now. So probably anything that they do comes with a price tag of cash money, because teams will want to dump contracts, and they should be willing to take those on. Now, small market baseball, I don't know if they have the financial wherewithal to do that. I have no idea. Never seen the books. Don't know how this has gone. You know, they spent a lot of money by their turn. They spent a lot of money this offseason.
Does management need to think they have a chance to do the whole thing, or is success in the playoffs
Here's why I've predicted. Oh yeah, just reaching the playoffs is enough. I don't think it's like World Series or bust for the Royals. That's what's interesting, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to spend what they spent and bring in the players that they brought in if you're not willing to sort of push it all in for a couple of years. Because otherwise, the additions that you made don't make as much sense. Usually, when teams go and they spend significant amounts of money, and look, there are teams that spend more, but in relative terms, the Royals spent a ton of money this offseason. It doesn't make sense to me, from a business perspective for them, to do that and then not follow that up. Sort of just, you know, like half-assing it. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. They did go big, so why not continue to do that? There are a lot of problems, though. The regional baseball networks are a problem right now. Teams don't know how much money they have. Like the Rangers, who desperately needed to make moves, didn't make any because they don't know what their TV deal looks like. They're basically like, we're out of money. We can't. The Royals have the same television partner with Bally. I don't know how much that plays into it. That uncertainty. I mean, I think there is very much a possibility that this sort of is just like, how big a check are you willing to write, John Sherman? And he's trying to build a new ballpark, so maybe he's willing. I don't know. There is interesting a team, because we don't know where the resources would come from, and we don't know if they're available. And then, you know, Tommy has said multiple times he doesn't think it's a terrible idea to just ride through what they have like they did in 2014. I think it's a little bit different of a roster makeup for that, but I think they could. I mean, I think that's definitely a possibility, because they just don't have any more resources. And at that point, you have to ride it and, you know, bank on these players still doing their thing. I do think that not all of these hitters will, you know, be as unproductive as they were in the first half. I think there is room for improvement, which is a good thing. I don't think they need to do much. I think they're small additions. Where is an old veteran bat on an expiring contract that doesn't cost us much, that can just get in and even become a rotational player in the lineup? I think you start there. Bullpen arms are going to come at a premium for a while. They may not be able to get in the business of a bullpen arm, but you can win with a bad bullpen. It's frustrating, but you can do it.
It's going to be a long month.
There have certainly been worse bullpens. It will be. It'll be a long month. It'll be a stressful month. It'll be a very stressful month for Royals fans. Hopefully they just win a ton of games. Hopefully it, you know, this turnaround we saw in Cleveland last, and I really should say Miami. I mean, they've won, what does that make, 6 out of their last 7 games. You just hope that continues, and then that makes all these decisions a whole lot easier, maybe not, but less stressful, certainly. All right, we'll come back. We've got more Sports Daily coming for you. We'll get to this Aaron Rodgers story. We find out where he's been hanging out. Lincoln Cure, the newest K-State Wildcat. All kinds of good stuff for you. It's all coming. It's Sports Daily. It's a Tuesday. Jacob Albrock, Rick Regan. We'll be right back.
I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. They're getting ready for a big 4th of July celebration out at the club. Be a big fireworks show. If you're anywhere in Far East Wichita, you will probably see that fireworks show. Rick and I, we're both out there. Rick, you a connoisseur of the big fireworks show out at Crestview?
Absolutely. I walk out the back door. I watch the fireworks. We got people coming over. We're doing brats and all that. It's really a good fireworks show.
It's a great show. We it's great because you get there, you kind of get set up early, and then what's been really nice is you got the kids out there, and then you gotta like imagine getting, and there's a lot of people, so everyone's got chairs, but you get out there and then kids have got to be entertained for like 2.5 hours until the sun goes down. So everybody gets out there, you get loaded up, and it's like, all right, now we gotta wait for it to get dark. Well, the good thing is, find folks at Crestview. We always go around the 18th. They play in the bunker. It's like a giant sand trap.
Yeah, the giant sand traps.
They just it turns into great. They bring like shovels and stuff, and they just kind of play in there. It's a great event. So check it out. Give them a call.
Even if you don't golf, you know, people should really consider the social membership out there, because
that's what we did for a long time.
Get in all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. We enjoy the pool. We use the pool more than anything. I say that all the time. We use the pool more than anything else out there.
Never been in the pool.
Got onto the swim team. It's a blast. And then you can do the golf, which I'm trying to do more of now. I've graduated to, Rick, I think, you know, I can only play 9 holes at a time because I just don't have time. Twilight golf has sort of become my thing lately. But look, I played like 5 times in the last 3 weeks, which is more than I've played in the last 3 years.
Are you doing the Tuesday men's night thing? Do Tuesday nights. You meet lots of nice guys. If you're not a big golfer, you don't know much about it, there's a thing on Tuesdays where it's just 9 holes. You pair guys up with different players, and you meet a lot of people. That's the social part of a club.
My TV schedule keeps me and prevents me from doing a lot of that stuff because I can't get there till after 7 o'clock. But it's okay because Twilight Golf has been fun. I take one of the kids out with me and we just cruise around, and it has become something I really enjoy. I got to look for the next day that it's not 1,000 degrees at 7:15, and I'll do it again. But 4th of July party's out there. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you. Looking forward to that party here this weekend. Let's also hear, Rick, let's set up our giveaway for the show today. Let's give away our HTO iced tea and our free rain coffee. So what you can get here is a free card that will get you an iced tea, any of the 20 flavors. You can mix and match. Go in, check it all out. That's good for East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby. And then we'll get you a free rain coffee, which is good for any of the coffees, which
hey, I
is
can,
good
can
in East Wichita
in?
Or in Derby. So real quick, TEA to short code 20357 to enter that contest. Message and data rates apply. You can enter one time a day. What's up?
Those places are great. Perfect. They're perfect for this long holiday weekend coming up. Man, you can go in there, you can sample, you can get gallons of all the different flavors.
Yeah, everybody colors. Knows I'm biased.
Black tea, green tea, you got to what's your flavor?
It's my wife and I's business, just for full disclosure.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no kidding.
You didn't know that.
Well, let me tell you this. I didn't know that, and I love your business, and there's a couple of those blueberries. Oh, man, some of those teasers.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Well, yeah, the sweet blueberry is one of the favorites. It is the unsweet blueberries, caffeine-free, by the way, if you're looking for a kid's option or you don't want the caffeine. No, it's a good
pound
weekend.
That tea. You can pound those.
Well, you get a gallon. We're taking a look. And you know, another thing, we're going to a neighborhood, you know, 5th of July party, which, by the way, one of my Grandpa Sammy's favorite terms for, you know, 4th of July is that you celebrate the 4th with a 5th. but in that vein, they are also good mixers. We mix up a gallon and bring it in, and people can make cocktails with it too, which is always a lot of fun. But yeah, no, you can get your hands on some of that if you haven't tried it. We'd invite you to. You can text to win some free tea and free coffee right now with the keyword TEA to short code 20357. Message and data rates apply. All right, coming up in the second hour, we'll start things off with Lincoln Cure. I don't know how much you guys got to see of that yesterday. I loved it so much. It got played up big. Big deal for the state. Big deal for Goodland, Kansas. Big deal for that kid. And it is nice to see the old school style commitments like that that we saw so often. Now it doesn't happen that way, but we'll dig into that, what it means for K-State, some of the historical value there. Also, Aaron Rodgers, we know why he didn't show up to camp. We'll pick Rick's brain on this. I just am real curious on how successful people think this might be. How much success will the Jets be able to have? We'll look at their win total. We'll look at a couple of different things with the Jets. Of course, Breece Hall there makes them of local interest to us. We root for his success big time. And he has a chance to have an unbelievable season if Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy. So we'll get into those two things, maybe a little bit more on the Royals as well. The phone lines, the IHOP hotline will be open for you at 869-1240. You can also leave your comments on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, soon to be 12 News Plus. More on that partnership later in the week. We're looking forward to that. All kinds of good stuff, but that's all coming in hour number two for you here on Sports Daily. By the way, if you're on your way into work, you want to keep listening to us, let's say you got a 10 o'clock start to your day, just download the Odyssey app, and you can listen to us right there on the Odyssey app or odyssey.com. Just search KFH, and you can put it on that way. That's how I listen to the Infinity Sports Network or the Royals baseball games, whatever it is, when I'm out mowing the yard. That Odyssey app's handy. You won't believe the amount of content on that app. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two. It's all Brockton Regan, Sports Daily, on a Tuesday.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.